Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Here is the news. The Indonesian Chamber of Commerce or an Industry, Kadin, has opened a global engagement office in Paris, France, marking a strategic step to strengthen Indonesia's influence in global economic diplomacy and international cooperation. The launch, which coincided with France Bastille Day celebration on July 14, 2025, was highlighted by the chairperson of Kadin Indonesia, Anindya Bakri, as a timely move to deepen economic ties, especially following the initial signing of the Indonesia-European Union Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement in Indonesia. Indonesia's National Research and Innovation Agency, or BRIN, has announced the discovery of two new species of fang frogs, family Dicroglossidae, in the Meratus Mountains of Kalimantan. The two species, Limonestes mayomanorum sp.nov and Limonestes nusantara sp.nov, were previously mistaken for the common species Limonestes kufti. And Amir Hamidi, as a herpetologist of the Agency of Research and National Innovation for Biosystematics and Evolution Research, in a statement issued on Wednesday, stated that the discovery is a significant contribution to documenting the herpetofaunal diversity of Kalimantan and highlights the critical role of the Meratus region in conserving endemic species. That's the news.
Kulit bang jadi orang jangan pelit-pelit. Neng beli batik warnanya terang. Neng tambah cantik kalau sering bantu orang. Itu semua dari Allah. Itu semua karena Allah. Itu semua milik Allah. Barakallah. Banyak harta ngapain kalau gak berkah pikirin. Oh punya harta gak mungkin dibawa mati. jadi miskin gak mungkin. Allah yang jamin hidup indah bila mencari
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Aku ingin menjadi mimpi indah dalam tidurmu. Aku ingin menjadi sesuatu yang mungkin bisa kau rindu. Karena langkah merapu tanpa dirimu. Aku ingin menjadi sesuatu yang selalu bisa kau sentuh. Aku ingin kau tahu bahwa ku selalu memujamu. Tanpamu sepinya waktu merantai hati. Seakan-akan kau seperti nyanyian dalam hatiku yang memanggil rinduku padamu. Seperti udara yang kuhela, kau selalu ada.
of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Utilizing the flow of the Opak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rocks and kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear, and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Trimulyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City towards Wonosari and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Watu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
Tak pernah aku menyangka
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, to all of you who are listening our program, I hope that you are fine and today can be your goodness. Today can also provide you much happiness, and even this can also as your a new way, new innovation, new opportunity and new hope for the sake of your better life. Well, listener, with me, Ahmad Faisal, and I am with my team, have already set our special segments for you that cannot only educate you but even also entertain you, listener, up to 6 o'clock p.m. local time, Jakarta. Well, here, lots of information, lots of Indonesian songs, even updated information, as well as our social culture, compiled as our feature, and also, you know, our quote of the day, it has also something to do with wise word, and we have already prepared this for you, listeners, only for you. That's why stay tuned at www.voinews.id. Now, here, we have also information from Central Java. Well, state-owned electricity company or PT PLN is conducting a study on the development of a solar power plant equipped with a battery-based energy storage system on Karimun Jawa Island in Karimun Jawa Sub-District Jepara District Central Java. According to manager of the company of the customer service unit, Firman Sadikin, the electricity in Karimun Jawa is currently still supplied by a diesel power plant with a capacity of 2.5 megawatts. And for this reason, he said the state electricity plans to develop new and renewable energy sources, including through the construction of the PLTS or solar power plant. Well, according to Firman Sadikin, the surplus electricity generated by the solar power plant will be stored in batteries, allowing it to still be used when sunlight is unavailable. And several areas in the Karimun Jawa Islands have already adopted solar power plant generating, including Parang Island with a capacity of 60 up to 75 kilowatt peak, Genting Island with 36 kilowatt peak, and Nyamuk Island with 86 kilowatt peak. Sadikin also stated that the state electricity headquarters is currently assessing the energy demand and capacity required for the planned solar power plant facility in Karimun Jawa.
Bukan milikku, bukan milikmu. Pergilah. pada kamu, jangan ganggu, biarkan aku mendekatinya. Kamu takkan mungkin mendapatkannya, karena dia berikan aku pertanda cinta. Janganlah kamu banyak bermimpi, dia untuk aku. Bukankah belum pasti kamu juga kan jadi dengan dirinya? Dia yang menentukan apa yang kan terjadi. Tak usah mengaturku, dia untukku, bukan untukmu. Dia milikku, bukan milikmu. Lihatlah nanti, lihatlah saja. Biarkan aku mendekatinya. Kamu takkan mungkin mendapatkannya, karena dia berikan aku pertanda juga. Janganlah kamu banyak bermimpi. Jangan kau ganggu, biarkan aku mendekatinya. Kamu takkan mungkin mendapatkannya, karena dia berikan aku pertanda juga. Janganlah kamu banyak bermimpi. Dia untukku, dia milikku, dia milikku. Lihatlah nanti, lihatlah saja. Biarkan aku mendekatinya. Kamu
of Indonesia.
Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a Malay song entitled Kecik Kecik Boom Boom by Sharifah Perita. Kecik Kecik Boom Boom, written by Daud Kilau, highlights the story of Pekanbaru, a city in Indonesia known as the Blessed City. The lyrics describe Pekanbaru as a clean, safe, orderly, and harmonious city. This song also calls on everyone to work together in building Pekanbaru to achieve Adipura Award, which is a prestigious recognition for cities or districts in Indonesia that excel in urban environmental management and cleanliness. Well, listener, here is the Malay song Kecik Kecik Boom Boom by Sharifah Perita. Happy listening!
Boom, 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 saya nyanyikan. berdasarkan cinta. Tapi tak pernah seindah ini. Mungkin aku juga pernah merasakan rindu, rindu. Tapi tak pernah sedalam ini.
www.voynews.id. Listener, you are still with us, with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, do you have any way in order to encourage yourself when you are in, maybe in sorrow, you are in not good condition? That means that when you need it, about the new thing, on how to recover, on how to overcome, and even to resurrect yourself again, you need something such recommendation, or even you need about wise word. Because sometimes this can also make us stronger again after we are feeling weak. That's why here I would like to share you our wise word, and it has something to do with quote of the day. Now it is from Muhammad Nasir. He said, to reach something, one or she or he must fight for it. Like picking coconut on the tree, you don't wait it fall like a ripe durian. Well, Muhammad Nasir is an Indonesian scholar, fighter, politician, and religious figure. He was the prime minister in the era of 1950 up to 1951. The Masyumi organization figure and freedom fighter. He is also known for his politeness, intelligence, modesty, care, and persistence.
Tak dosa.
Indonesia has more than 17,000 islands. Every region in Indonesia has tradition, culture, and the beauty of nature, which is incomparable. Bali is one of the islands in Indonesia which is very popular in the world. Because its popularity, until now there are people who think that Bali is not part of Indonesia. Bali itself is an island belonging to a group of beautifully lined islands in the territory of Republic of Indonesia. Talking about Bali, firstly in your mind is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali does not only have the beauty of nature and tradition, it is also popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument, however, there is one Balinese traditional musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is Rindik. According to the history, Rindik was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when Wangkir or known Ponorogo side did rebellion against Majapahit Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Majapahit Kingdom which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When the Mak attacked, the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Majapahit people were difficult to string the gamelan up, including Angklung. Although Angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual, for example in West Java. This instrument still produces sound by being beaten like gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be Rindik, which is from Javanese ancient language meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the Rindik and the flute rhythm by Trio Buana.
Thank you.
From the pieces of bamboo, which are arranged according to its size and its tone. Bamboo, which is used to make rindik, is the selected one. So, it is not easy to be broken and will produce a very good sound. This instrument is played by beating and using percussion tool made of rubber with different sizes to produce a melodious harmonization of sound. To make it, the bamboo is cut and arranged according to the sizes. The number of pieces of bamboo usually consists of 11 up to 13 pieces. Every piece of bamboo has different size and tone. The larger the size of the bamboo is, the lower the pitch will be. The smaller the bamboo, of course, the higher the tone is produced. The bamboos are arranged in places which is made from bamboo. Those bamboos are arranged beginning from the lowest tone on the left corner to the highest on the right. The tone which is produced by rindik is pentatonic, meaning it has five main tones. The big percussion tool is usually used on the left hand and the small one is on the right hand. This is because the leftmost tone is lower, so when it's played, there will be a balance of the tone. Listener, to play rindik needs a special skill and feeling. In playing rindik, there is also a technique of beating, namely ngundil, which is held by the left hand of companion player or called sangsi. In the performance of bumbung dance, this technique is called jegog. In Bali itself, and rindik is usually performed to accompany the bumbung dance. Besides that, rindik is also performed to accompany many other events such as wedding ceremony. The special rhythm of rindik makes the nuance of the event becoming more romantic. In the development era, rindik becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions. And listener, that was a glimpse about a traditional instrument coming from Bali, and it is called rindik. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa. Thank you.
Today's edition of Music Corner presents a Malay song entitled Si Jantung Hati by Siti Fatimah and Henry Iskandar. The song was composed by Syafaruddin SP. This song is a folk song of Tebo, Jambi province. The lyrics are about the hope that the sweetheart doesn't have two hearts. The lyrics also contain a promise to trust each other to be happy forever. Well, listener, here is the Malay song called Si Jantung Hati by Siti Fatimah and Henry Iskandar. Enjoy the song.
Abang kan mendua hati, hanyolah di kau tambatan hati. Siang terkenang, malam terbayang, di bawah tidur menjadi mimpi. Siang terkenang, malam terbayang, di bawah tidur menjadi mimpi.
Dua cempedak si buah nangko, enak dimakan bersama-sama. Eloklah kita saling percaya, semoga bahagia sepanjang masa.